Right now, it's time to bring in Pat Pagano with a look at our forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Not much changing. Again, we don't see any significant rains over the weekend. Whatever we do get will be widely scattered, spotty, light. Don't change your outdoor plan.
It sounds like a summertime forecast.
Yeah, I would think so. With the temperatures near 80, you're right. Yep, absolutely. Partly sunny skies will suffice for today. It'll be warm, 75 to 80. Clouds tonight, mid-50s. For tomorrow, on the cloudy side, there may be some spotty showers late in the day, 75 to 80. Saturday, and worried about a lot of events on Saturday. Right now, it looks cloudy. And again, it looks like late showers on Saturday. How about that?
Okay.
And again, remember, they're scattered. So that's a good thing, mid-70s. Sunday, hazy and warm, a shower, thunderstorm possible, only possible. Highs around 80, we'll have showers on Monday. Problem with Sunday into Monday is I think...
Hello? Pat, did you hit a mute button or something? Pat? Oh, no, hang on. Are you there, Pat?
I'm here.
It cut out when you said, problem with showers on Saturday into Monday are... And it stopped, so continue from there.
Okay, the problem is a cloud cover, because Sunday night is a total lunar eclipse. And if you had clear skies, you'd be able to see the whole thing. It's good, you know, the totality is about midnight, so you'd have to stay up a little late. But right now, it looks like there's going to be plenty of clouds around, so I don't think you're going to be able to see all of it. Maybe if you were lucky, you'd see part of it. I don't know. We'll have to see... you know, tomorrow too, if our modeling gets a little better there. But and tomorrow, of course, is Friday the 13th, so you have that to deal with. And I had, I have to tell you, I had just a lovely day yesterday. We use a virtual terminal for any kind of charges that may come in. And I got an email from them saying that there was a problem and they were freezing the account. They called me back and they said, somebody obviously is onto your account. And the problem here is twofold, because not only are they onto your account, but they also have access to your emails. So they said, you have to change the password. So let me take you through the steps. So they took me through the steps of changing the password for the virtual terminal. And that was no problem. He said, now, when you get off with me, make sure you change the password for your email. Don't think that was easy. I went into our provider and I changed the password, but I wasn't able to send. This illustrates how important people who work for you are. Anthony Martella is also our IT guy. He is just really, really, really... very, very, what's the word?
Savvy.
Yeah. And so I emailed him and he told me what to do. And I tried doing it. I couldn't do it. So this went on for about a half hour because we were testing back and forth and he would get it. But yet it would say on this end, it wasn't being sent, blah, 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 blah. And then after a while, all of a sudden, I see him come onto my computer screen. So I dropped the mouse. I'm telling you, Marshall, 3 minutes, I watched, I don't know what I was watching, but the cursor was flying around my screens like you could not believe. And it was about 3 minutes later, and now everything's quiet. I don't see anything moving, and I get a pop-up note, all good. And I said, he's got to be kidding. So I tried it. Worked fine. So I emailed him back. I said, okay, how did you do that in 3 minutes? He goes, it was very tricky. He said, it was something about outgoing messages or something like that. He said, you had to go here, there, and all over the place. He goes, he said, but I figured that was the problem. And he did it. So that is the value of a real good employee.
It is. It is. I wonder who got into your account.
I don't know. I do not know. But, you know, I thought it was great that the credit card company picked up on it immediately and called me. And they're in California, San Francisco. Immediately picked up on it and called and said, you have to do this. And then as soon as I changed the password for them, He tested that. He goes, you're good to go. Your account's back up and running. And he goes, make sure you change the email. I said, okay, I will. So that was the story. All I could think of, Marshall, Mercury is in retrograde the whole month.
Yeah, it just started.
Yeah. The whole month, Mercury's in retrograde. And you see, we had a slight problem with Skype just a few minutes ago. So I guess you and I better expect some bumps along the road this month.
You know what happened to me with your weather forecast yesterday?
Uh-oh.
You used to send them down as MP3s.
Yeah, always do.
No, I'm getting them as WAV files now.
Are you still getting them as WAV files?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. So what happens is because it started up yesterday, because it came down as a WAV file,
yeah,
and I put it in, you know, I just put it in a normal file location where I normally put it.
Right.
The computer wouldn't read the WAV file. It would only read the MPEG, the MP3 file, because that's what that particular section of the computer was programmed to read. I was scratching my head all afternoon long. I kept hearing yesterday's forecast. And I could say, geez, and I kept going to your site, downloading it, and then putting it in, going to your site. I kept hearing it. Finally, I just gave up, and I edited the forecast where it was where it said today. And I went to the where you started to say Wednesday. Well, then I investigated, and that's what it was.
Okay, now I'm looking at it right now, and the files are WAV. You're right. Now, how do I change that? I'm right in Cool Letter Pro. How do I change that?
Oh, when you're going to record it, you have the and you save it. You can save it as an MP3 file.
Okay, so if I did, if I recorded something right now,
yeah,
here's a 1, 2, 3 for Marshall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Save as?
Yeah, save as.
Oh, it's at PCM WAV. Yeah. So yeah. I have to go down to
MP3.
MP3 Pro, PHG, yeah. Right?
Yep. Yeah.
How did that happen?
Every once in a while it slips out. But it was funny because I kept going to your site and I'd listen to it and it was correct. I download it. I put it on my computer, and it was yesterday's forecast. And it was the day before his forecast. So I'm going crazy. I'm actually going crazy. And then I decided after 3 hours, like to edit it. And then I went a closer look, and then yeah, once we assign a slot on the computer as an MP3, it doesn't accept the WAV. It actually
okay. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, I have it set right back now to. To MP3.
Yeah.
Now, that means, all right, there was a couple of things that I did record earlier this morning. That means I'm going to have to go in there and erase them, right?
No, well, no. What I actually did for today is I converted them to MP3 files. So, okay. So today I converted them to MP3 files. But it's always much easier, of course, if I don't have to convert them. But anyway, I was just scratching my head. You know, it's one of those things I couldn't understand. I couldn't understand.
How could I convert them? The ones that I did before I spoke to you. How do I convert those?
Do you have Google a Google browser?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. There's a little when you go to the Google when you open up the Google browser, mm-hmm. And you look at the very top. There's a thing that looks like a splotch of ink.
Okay, let's see. Looks like a splotch of ink
on the top right hand side.
Top right-hand side. Yeah, it looks like this site can access your location. That's all I have.
Oh, anyways, that's what I have on my computer, and so I was able to do it. I don't. You have to have you have to install it from Google, but I forget how I installed it.
Okay.
But anyway, so it was driving me crazy.
Wow.
And then I cut myself, like I said, and. A bad cut, and Pat, it the blood coagulated on my arm before it could drip off. That's never happened to me before.
Wow.
It was really weird. It was really
that
weird.
That is something.
I got to talk to my doctor about that. It's probably normal, but I got to talk to him about it anyway. Well, Mercury retrograde will continue. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
There you go, and thank you for that little tip.
Okay, Pat.
Okay, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.